Get the good singing, the fine prayer, Doug, this morning. The reading of the scripture by Matt. And welcome, everybody. We're sure glad to see you. Happy that we can be here today to worship and serve our God. We thank the elders again for all that they've done for us here and continue to do so to make us a good place to get together and worship and serve the Lord. And boy, John Wesley, if you're out there listening this morning, I sure want you to know that we're really happy that you are here. May God bless you and bless all of you. And today our hearts are just grieving because of Don Richardson. And I know that Mike appreciates, and Mary and Jackson and Sam, the interest that you have already shown and will show to help this good family. And we just ask you to continue to pray for all of them. We appreciate the good work that Mike is doing in the kingdom of God. I look forward to singing tonight. Are you planning to come back? I hope you are. I'd love to see everybody out here tonight singing. And I've already told somebody, I hope they let me lead that song, God is so good. But if they don't, and if it's not right, well, that's okay. Whatever, we just want you to come back and praise unto God with us. Today I want to study with you about what God said. Matt, I really appreciate your reading the whole chapter. And that's what I requested. Because we already know something about the circumstances that we're studying about. And that is about a man that God told to go down to Nineveh and to speak against them. He didn't want to go. He turned away. And like whenever I was studying the book of Jonah, four things I want you to remember. Chapter 1, here we find how that Jonah was running away from God. Can't do it. Don't even try. It didn't work for him. But when he was in the belly of the great fish, in the second chapter, we read where Jonah then ran to God. You ever want to pray? I tell you what, you never get in a circumstance like that. But I'll tell you one thing, circumstances like that would surely cause you to pray. And so he ran to God. Then now in chapter 3 that we're going to study for this morning, we find that God gives him another opportunity to go out and to preach against these people. And we're going to study this morning what God said to Jonah. Preach the preaching that I bid thee. I'd never really noticed that expression that's used in the King James Version before until I was fingering through and studying. And that's exactly what Jonah was told to do. And you know what? When you study the Bible, you find there's a whole lot said about preaching. As a matter of fact, here we find in Jonah 3, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go on to Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Isn't that interesting? Jonah, you're to go, and you're to do something. What are you to do? This time, God said you preach, and you preach what I, the message. You preach the preaching that I bid you. So Jonah rose and went unto Nineveh. According to the word of the Lord, now Nineveh was an exceeding great city of 3 days' journey. Jonah began to enter into the city a day's journey, and he cried, said, yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown. He didn't want to do it, but he did it anyway. What did he have to do? He had to preach. What did he have to preach? The preaching that God told him to preach. Guess what? The result was that the people of Nineveh believed God. And yes, my friends, they did something to show that they truly believed it. The king, from the king to the peasant, everybody was involved in a fast. I tell you what, one way to get people to pray, one way to get people to fast is to tell them what God says if they're away from the Lord. And God saw that. And so when we find preaching then that is so important, we turn to the New Testament, we learn, look at passage after passage after passage about preaching. why he said in Mark 16, 15 and 16, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. In Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, all power hath been given to me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them what? Preaching to them, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. And then us preachers today, as they were then, in 2 Timothy 4 and verse 2, Paul said, you preach the word, be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort, with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own hearts, but after their own lust, shall they heed to themselves teachers, having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Preach the gospel! That's what we've got to do. Boy, Mike does it fabulously well. Great job. Good preacher. What does he preach? Preaches the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1, 16 and 17. Plain preaching. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God. What pleased God? It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Why, when we go to 2 Timothy 4 and verse 17, we find that Paul said that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. Why, we find where Paul said, I have determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. That's to be the commitment of all. In 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 5, Paul said, for we preach not ourselves, foolishness. We need what? The foolishness of God. What is it? It's the power of God. For we preach not ourselves, but we preach Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So many passages in the Bible about preaching. In Acts chapter 8, verse 4, where Philip went down to Samaria, well, yes, we find later he went down and he preached, and those that were scattered abroad went everywhere. What were they doing? Preaching. In Acts chapter 15, verse 35, Paul also and Barnabas continued in Antioch, teaching and preaching the word of the Lord with many others also. What do we want to hear? We want to hear God. We want to hear what God says. How are you going to do that? Preach the preaching that God bids us to preach. Preaching the word of the Lord. In Acts 11, verse 19, now they which were scattered abroad after upon the persecution that arose about Stephen, they went everywhere preaching the word. You know why you'll preach about the church? You'll preach about the kingdom of God. For the Bible says in Acts 20 and verse 25, and now behold, I know that you all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more, but you have heard something from me. What? You have heard the preaching of the kingdom of God. I love this passage in Acts 18, verses 30 through 31. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in his own hired house. And he received all that came in unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. Preaching, preaching, preaching what? Preaching the preaching that God bids us to preach. In Acts 8 and verse 12, and when Philip went down, he was preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Acts 8, verse 12. Boy, was there power in that. But you know, Jesus was a preacher. Jesus preached. Luke 8, verse 1, and it came to pass afterward that he, Jesus, went throughout every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him. Matthew also tells us about that. In Matthew chapter 4, verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. Power there is where? Not in me, but in what God says. Preach what? What God said. You remember Benjamin Franklin quoted his saying shortly before he died? He said, hand me the book. Somebody says, what book? And it's recorded that he said, there's only one book for a dying man. And that's the Bible. Read your Bible. Study your Bible. Listen to what God says. Yes, my friends, you can go to the Old Testament. And we can read in the Old Testament about Jesus the Christ, the Son of God. We studied this in our lesson this morning. After we find that Paul says, whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience of the Scriptures, might have hope. The Ethiopian eunuch, he was reading from Isaiah 53 and verse 7. What did he want to know? He wanted to know God. What did Philip do? He didn't ask him about the weather. He didn't ask him about anything except this. Here we find, whenever he was reading from Isaiah 53:7, he said, whom does the prophet speak of? Was it he, the prophet? Or is it some other man? Yes, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearer is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. That's what he was reading. And Philip opened his mouth, and guess what he did? He began at the same scripture and preached. What did he do? Preached. Preached unto him, Jesus. Yeah, he wanted to know what to be saved. He wanted to know what hindered him from being baptized. Philip told him. Philip said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And he answered and said, I just wish we could get hundreds of people to make this statement. Truly believe in it. He said, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. He answered and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus, his name, Christ the Messiah, and being the Son of God. That's what he had to believe. That's what you have to believe. That's what I have to believe. Who said it? Out of the mouth of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still, and they went down both into the water, both Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. That day, there was rejoicing. You remember a passage over in Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 through 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, can't be any higher. So are my ways higher than your ways. Don't even compare yours to his. So are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. And then he adds, for as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. And then look at the conclusion. How wonderful to read these words. Here's what he said. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. What? God said it shall not return to me void. What? But it shall accomplish that which I please. And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. God said that. What are we to do? Speak, preach what God tells us to preach. Surely, my friends, you can go to the Bible and you can find that the Bible tells us there's no salvation in any other. Acts 4, verse 12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You're not going to go to heaven. I'm not going to make it to heaven. There's nobody going to get there if they don't go through Jesus Christ. How do we know that? That's what God said to preach. And the word of the Lord does not return to Him void. It will accomplish that which He pleases. And it will do what? It will prosper in the thing we're to be sent in. God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Oh, don't ever forget that. In Romans 5, 8 and 9, God commended His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Not willing what? Well, much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Who said it? God. What are we to do? Just like God told Jonah. You preach the preaching that I bid you. Preach the whole counsel of God. Over in the book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 27, you remember how that Paul said, I've not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Boy, when you have a man like that, who's ready to say what God tells him to say, then you have a man that's doing what God wants him to do. Preach the Word. Four or five things and maybe a few more. Number one, what do you do to be saved? All you do is read the Word of the Lord, Acts 2, 36 through 41. You'll find out. Just ask what the Bible says. Just like we mentioned a little bit ago about the Ethiopian eunuch, number two. How to live your life pleasing to God. Somebody said, I just don't feel like I'm worthy. I don't feel like I'm good enough. You never will be good enough. I've never seen a person in my lifetime who lived without sin. That's why we need the Savior. But we know that. The Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Who said it? Out of the mouth of God. In Hebrews 11 verse 6, without faith it is impossible. You can't make it without believing Him. You'll never make it. I'll never make it either. Without faith it is impossible to please God, for he that cometh unto God must believe that He is, and that He is the rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. Matthew 5, 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Number three. You know why it's important for you to be here today? Because out of the mouth of God, He's told us we ought to be. In Hebrews 10, verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. When Jeff got up here this morning, look at all this exhortation. Boy, I tell you what, all the things that try to help us. That's why we're here, to do what? To worship our God. And it may be a day come when you can't make it. You just ask people who can't go, who want to be there, who would give anything to be sitting out there in the pew once again. Maybe it'll come a day like that. Don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together as a matter of some is, but exhorting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. I love that passage in Psalms 122 in verse 1. I was glad when they said unto me, boy, when we got up this morning and things just didn't go quite right. You ever been had a morning like that? You think you have your clothes all ready up and everything's going to just, That's just about when everything's going to get mess up on you. I had these pair of trousers. I've never worn them before, so I was trying to get that button to pop so I'd be able to put my wallet or my handkerchief and keys back there. I don't know how long it took me, and I still didn't get the thing to work right. I don't know about these buttons. I'm telling you what. I could tell you a lot, but I'll tell you what. We just kept on going, and we got here. We're going to keep on, aren't we, folks? We're going to work hard, harder. We're going to be here as much as in us it is. because we want to be. Because I was glad when they said unto me, let me let us go in the house of the Lord. What the church is to do, let God tell you in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, that thou mayest behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. That's why we make contribution to support the preaching of the gospel of Christ, preaching God's word. We need to live holy. We need to be the kind of people that are dedicated to holiness. In 1 Peter chapter 1, look at these. I just had to put all this up here. It's a beautiful thing to us. God wants you to be pure like He is. Reflect Him. I know you'll never be as God. But He wants you to strive to the very best of your ability. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. But as He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Preaching out of the mouth of God what God says. Abstain from all appearance of evil of a thing you know is wrong. Leave it alone. Quit it. A movie you're going to see, you know it's wrong. You're going to see things you ought not to see. Then cut it off. Don't expose yourself to it. Abstain from the very appearance of it. Why, the devil wants to get every one of us in this building. And I tell you what, folks, he sure has gotten a whole lot of people. 1 Thessalonians 5:21 says, abstain from all appearance of evil. War against sin, that's what we have every day. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, but remember, for the wages of sin is death. Somebody's going to pay for it. And if you don't get to the one who gave his life, his blood, so your sins can be washed away in the blood of the Lamb. And if you're not in that blood, if you're not walking as He is taught, then my friend, you're going to miss it. And number 8, be a people who love the Lord. I mean, tell Him you love Him. And love everybody in the building. Sure, we get upset at one another. Forget that. Let's do what? Let's love each other. Let's do everything we can for each other. And be zealous for our King. Philippians 1 and verse 27. Let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel. And that's right, I left that for last. You know what God says for us to preach? He tells us what to preach, and He tells us to preach to ourselves. Why, look at Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:27. I buffet my body and I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Every preacher needs to preach to himself. Every Christian needs to remember what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 13 in verse 5. Examine your, look at the mirror. Boy, I don't like to sometimes. Because when I look in the mirror, I realize how old I really am. I tell you what, but you know what? I look back again and I thank God that I'm still here. That He wants to use us in His service. Examine yourself. Whether you be in the faith. Know you not that Jesus Christ is in you except you be a reprobate? I don't want anybody under the sound of my voice to be rejected on that day. I don't want anybody in my family to be rejected. But God said, Guy, you preach, as He said to Jonah, you preach the glorious gospel. And once you've done it, you're free from the blood of all men. God chose the foolishness of preaching. After that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom, knew not God that He chose foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Now, as we conclude, Jonas was told, and the word of the Lord came unto Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and you preach unto it the preaching that I bid you. He did it. They proclaimed a fast. They turned. Preaching does get results. Preaching will get results when that preaching is preaching what God bids us to preach. In conclusion this morning, when we preach God's word, let us never forget. God's made that promise, my word will not return to me void. You just trust me. You just preach what I tell you to preach. Yes, so it will indeed accomplish. Don't add to it. Don't subtract from it. And do not change it. Because you see, it's the truth. It's what God tells us to preach, and it's the truth that shall make you free. If you're here tonight, or rather this morning, and you've never obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, now's the time for you to do it. Now's the time for you to get right with God. Won't you obey the gospel just like that Ethiopian eunuch did? Or if you're here this morning, you're a Christian, and you know yourself after you reflect upon your life, it's not what God wants it to be. It's not what you want it to be. And you're ready to make a decision. You're ready to make a change. Won't you come and let us help you? We'll pray with you. And oh, how we will pray to God. And we'll do what God tells us to do. Because we want to preach what God's told us to preach. This beautiful invitation is a song to encourage you. If we can help you in any way, won't you come and obey the Lord while together we stand?